This program is paid for by Investor Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investor Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The Larry Steinhaus Show.
All right, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the edition of the Larry Steinhaus Show right before the election.
Woohoo!
Right before the election. Debbie's already shaking her head going, oh, man, if I would have known, I wouldn't have come. You know what Glenn said?
What
did you say? You said that Glenn, that Debbie didn't want to talk about politics today, right?
Yeah, I said, I said Debbie isn't going to want to talk about
you're
politics.
You're absolutely right. You know, and you're absolutely right.
You need to mention that we are live because we weren't here last week.
I know.
And I think even the week before.
I know. And we're here
and we
in the
are
morning
here.
Again. And we only got 1 hour
live.
Again today, which is terrible.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's real quick. We're broadcasting live from Investor Schooling headquarters right here in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. I am Larry Steinhaus. I am the CEO of Investor Schooling, and I'm here to make financial education and voting for Trump fun and exciting and accessible to everyone, including you.
You know, it's interesting because I'm not... Okay, so Thursday night was Halloween, and right. I had, you know, so we were here at the school, but my husband and my daughter and her boyfriend were out giving candy, and I have Trump signs out in front of my house, and they told me when I got home that groups of people purposely skipped our house, and I wonder if it's because we have Trump signs out in front, because our neighbor has Harris signs out.
Who cares?
I'm just saying, I thought it was
interesting. Oh my God.
No, wait,
so they didn't go to your house to get
candy.
Candy.
Isn't that weird?
Because, you know why?
Why?
Because they know that only the Harris supporters are welfare supporters, so they wanted to get with their welfare candy. Yeah, never mind. All right, anyway, on this show, we discuss several ways of making more money. We concentrate on real estate investing, stock option trading, the stock market, and how to maximize your retirement fund. We are looking for callers today, especially to talk about the elections, or if you have any questions on the election, or what do you think the economy is going to happen with the election.
Do we have a phone
number? Please call me. And we actually have a phone number. Go ahead, Omri.
Do we have it?
Yes, we do.
Okay. It's connected.
Say it.
That's 855-939-1137.
I love it,
Glenn. If you just woke up, again, that's 855-939-1137.
Oh, I'm hot flashing. Look at that.
I promise you, we are fully dressed in the studio. We are at 855-939-1137.
Whoo! Omri, you gotta do it again. One more time.
Glenn, you gotta cut that clip for later in the future.
That was
definitely,
great.
That was awesome.
Yeah, you gotta do it without you laughing.
Yeah. So we need to do it seriously one time because we have people in the class that say, what's the phone number? Because nobody knows.
Right.
That's 855-939-1137. Please call us. We are waiting for your calls today, guys.
All right. Excellent. Woohoo. All right. So please call us. We're also live on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube. Please leave us a comment and say hi so we know you're watching. A couple of people saying hi already. We got Blake. We got Michael saying hi. We got, of course, we got your number
Kimmy.
One fan saying hi, of course, right? Kimmy?
So I wanna just do a quick shout out to Blake because he came over to my house this morning. So I think it was Thursday. My husband went downstairs and there was water all over the floor in our basement. And he looks at me, he's like, you know a plumber? And I'm like, I do know a plumber. And the first person I thought of was Blake. So I texted Blake and he was nice enough to come out for me this morning and fixed our filtration system or whatever, you know, I don't really know. And then I was able to jump in the shower real quick before I came. So I just want to do a quick shout out to Blake for coming over so last minute, and he's wonderful. Thank you, Blake.
Blake's Woo-hoo! Awesome, man. Yeah, you know, he's awesome, but he's really, really picky.
What do you mean he's picky?
He's picky. Just like, you know, if he can't find a parking spot in Norristown, he won't work on your house. Nah, it's a long story, but that's right.
Oh, good. Blake is, we still
Blake
love him
great.
Very
Blake
much.
Is my favorite plumber. He does a good job all the time.
Mm-hmm. And he's super nice. So.
And if he wants to call in and give, we'll even give him a plug, but I have no idea what plug he wants. So if he wants to call in and give himself a plug, he can do that. Okay, guys.
By the way, did you notice how fast Larry killed the saxophone? As soon as Larry came on, the saxophone just went doop, dead.
Silent. I heard it playing, but
I might have a blue pill somewhere that way I could take to make the saxophone come back on.
Not funny. That was not funny.
Don't go there.
Yeah,
don't go there.
Not even a little bit.
Are we still on the air?
I'm not sure anymore.
All I know is, you know, they'll turn us off.
All I know is like every single joke I've made today has bombed. It's terrible. Well,
yeah, I don't know what's going on.
I know, it's really bad.
Debbie is
rushed today.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Is that what it is? You're rushed today? Is that what it is that you're rushed today? You can't think, you know?
Yeah, I'm rushed because it's only 1 hour instead of 2 hours, so I'm very confused, you know? But the problem is by the time people call, it's usually 15 minutes before the hour's up.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, yeah, I'm into this show now. And then they call, and then by the time they call, you know, the show's over. So call now. What's the phone number, Omri?
That's 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. Go.
There you go. No, the only reason I want to make sure people call and talk about Trump. Okay,
of course.
So here's the big thing, right? I got to ask you, Omri, what do you think? Trump or Harris going to win?
I have no idea who will win. You know my opinion. I think that there are Republicans that may be appalled by Trump, and that's a problem. And I don't like to hear those things because of his personality. But I am very concerned as a resident immigrant and as an Israeli still,
yep,
that Kamala will be elected.
Yeah,
because she showed, you saw the new commercials?
Which one?
There are new commercials about why Trump is bad to Israel.
Oh, yeah.
You saw those?
No, I didn't see that. I can't even imagine.
He said on the media that, Netanyahu, and he also said that when he met Abu Mazen, who is the prime minister actually of the West Bank, that he is the greatest person on earth. And okay, I get it. But you steal the government that fund the biggest enemy, the biggest source of terror, which is Iran. It's you.
So what they do is they take the truth and they twist it to make it sound like it's it's Trump's fault.
So
it amazes me.
I have a recommendation. Okay, there is a speech made by Obama after the whole buzz about the plane with the 1.7 billion that he sent from Switzerland to Iran. So he arranged a press conference, and he explained that. And he explained that that's how it worked there with the cash. That's why they had to do it with this way. I think that everybody actually needs to listen to this press conference, to this speech by Obama, and they will change their mind very fast.
Okay, and once again, we've said this a million times, if you're Jewish and you're voting for Kamala Harris, you are literally pushing a button for the destruction of Israel.
Agreed.
And it amazes me how dumb the Harris voters are, especially the Jews. But I don't know what else to do with this anymore, except, you know, just hope and pray that Tuesday turns out right. Now, we already know that on Tuesday we're not going to win the election.
You know what I think was interesting?
We've got to give the Democrats lots of time to cheat.
Well, you know what I thought was interesting? That somebody came to my house and left you know how you get the notification on the Ring when somebody's at your house?
Yeah.
So I went downstairs and he's like, oh, I just want to see if you needed a mail-in ballot. And I'm like, no, I'll go and vote in person. And I'm thinking I should have taken the mail-in ballot and then taken like a couple other ones that I have gotten since and voted a couple times and then go in person because, you know, that's what everybody else is doing anyway. So at least maybe I get five votes out of my one.
How they do the statistic about cheating? I'm curious because it's all enclosed envelopes, right? How do you know? How can you make a statistic of the percentage of people that cheat or try to cheat
It's impossible to figure out. If they would have, they would have been able to prove it last time.
How do they do that?
They basically go around taking ballots from people who probably won't vote or haven't voted.
Okay.
And then they fill them out themselves.
Okay.
They would go to retirement homes and they would go and get all the ballots from all the people that were in retirement homes. And they would steal the ballots and they would fill them out themselves for Joe Biden. You think they're not doing that now? They're definitely doing that.
There was one guy, his wife was gone. She passed away like 8 or 9 years before, and she got a mail-in ballot. It's just like...
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's like, absolutely, you know, so amazing. People who are dead are voting. So...
It's a problem. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you about that. And there are other things that at least are a problem to me with the Democrat Party right now, which is the search for the underdog. Okay, that's how I will call it, the search for the underdog. The mainstream people, the working people, the people that try to live the normal, average life, I never see that the Democrat Party see those people.
They do nothing to them.
They see only the extreme. They see the pregnant woman in Texas and the transgender in Minnesota, okay, and the black person in Alabama that suffer from racism every day, they don't see the average everyday person, and that's a problem to me. You don't need to look so extreme and to look everywhere to find an underdog to say, I will present you because you're an underdog. You can do something to present everybody and make everybody fit in. You get what I'm saying?
I actually do get what you're saying. You're not expressing it very well, but I do get what you're
so
saying.
So I have to say, I really am not sure what you're trying to say, because I'm not really sure what you're trying to say.
I guess I hang around him too long and I start to figure out what he's
saying. Yeah, I think that's just because I...
So you know what? Maybe Larry will explain
I really don't know what you're trying to say or where we're going here.
I have to just say this because, you know, this is our show, right? So our show is a financial show, but I just had to say something really funny that, you know... Glenn has to send me text messages via Messenger.
Yeah.
When things are a problem. So he was basically saying that you were too hot and he wanted me to back off. But look how he spelled your name.
I'm done.
Glenn spelled Armie's name wrong.
That's funny.
I'm done.
It's all good.
He fixed it now.
I kind of knew it, but I don't know. The Y just feels right. I don't know why.
I just couldn't resist it. Glenn's been our producer for almost 5 years now, and Armie's been on the show for about three now, and he still can't get his name spelled right.
As long as you haven't put an A in my name,
because
people has
Omari,
all kind of things. People like to put A in my name. I don't know why.
Anyway, if you want to call into the show and talk about this or talk about finances, if you have any questions, I'm actually surprised nobody's called yet and questioned what I think the economy will do.
They're waiting for us one of them.
Well, let's see if somebody wants to ask, because I'm not going to answer it until somebody asks what I think the economy will do either way with Kamalama Ding Dong or the best president we ever had, Donald Trump. So give the phone number again. Go ahead, Glenn, play the music.
That's 855. Where's the music?
I don't know.
Okay. Glenn, cue up the music.
That's 855-939-1137. Again, that's 855-939-1137. I can't keep my face straight, you see.
I need to get some bubble bath and jacuzzi sound.
Exactly, yeah, exactly. That's 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137.
All right, excellent. All right,
Do you want to talk about real estate a bit?
Yeah, let's talk about real estate real quick.
We got
my good friend Jacob online saying garbage here listening, which is awesome. So I put out a post this morning. I said, if you're garbage, make sure you listen to the show today.
Oh, got it.
So we have a whole bunch of people that are garbage listening to the show today.
It took me a minute.
Can you believe that Joe Biden actually called us garbage?
Yeah, but he's also not in his right mind.
That's an example of Joe Biden being in his right mind.
If you've ever listened
to Joe Biden when he was in his right mind, he would spew that crap all the time.
This excuse must end.
So that was him in his right mind.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Done. Calm down. This excuse that he's not in his right mind, he's been chosen to be... He's been chosen to be the president of the strongest nation on earth. If he's not capable, he should step aside a long time ago.
I keep saying that Kamala Harris is going to be the 47th president and Trump is going to be the 48th president.
Okay, we'll see.
And I think that right after the election, if Trump wins, they're going to make Kamala Harris the 47th president.
How?
Because Biden's going to step down.
Okay, so she will be president for what?
A month.
Okay, for what?
Wait, I'm confused.
What's the purpose for that?
Because he's president now, so if he steps down now, can't she just become president?
Yeah, she becomes president until January 6th.
Oh, I gotcha. I see what you're saying.
Why?
Because he's still president. Biden's still president.
No, I get it. Okay. What will they do in those 2 months?
Nothing.
They haven't done anything for the last four years.
Look, we installed the first female president.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all.
Just to satisfy their grandiosity.
So my daughter said something to me, which, so So she doesn't want to tell me who she's voting for, which is fine. I don't care. And I told her I don't care who she votes for as long as she votes. You know, just she has to vote.
Okay.
But she says to me, or she said to my husband, she said, well, if Kamala wins, she'll be the first woman president. I said, yeah. I said, but so what? It doesn't, if she can't do the job or she's not qualified to do the job, it doesn't matter if she's a woman.
Oh my
but
God.
She's like, yeah, but she'll make history. I said, yeah, as not doing anything. I said, just remember.
She'll make a lot of history. She'll destroy Israel. She'll destroy the economy.
I think the way my kid is looking at it is she's a woman. Let's have her be president,
right.
Which is what happened with Obama. He just got elected because he was black, not because he was qualified. Right?
That's right.
So, you know, and it frustrates me a little bit that she's thinking the same way. Well, she's a woman, so she should be elected. I'm like, hey, I'm all for having a woman president, but she better know how to do her damn job.
Absolutely.
So
that's, instead of actually putting in the right person for the job, we're putting in people who don't qualify just because they have a certain sex.
Oh, that's the story of modern America.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
That's the story of modern America, by the way. I can't believe, and I will tell you another thing. I don't believe there is a strong woman, a real strong woman, that worked hard, got her degree, did all that. Maybe you are a very good example for that, okay? That will vote to Kamala just because she's a woman and not because she's capable.
No.
A strong woman will say, and we saw that in the Me Too times, okay? A strong woman don't need that somebody will protect her and say to her, I know that you were offended or somebody touched you at inappropriately one day. No, she can say that for herself. And that's the whole point. And I think that's why you will never see a strong woman say something like that. I will vote to her just because she is a woman.
Yeah, I really don't care.
Take your ballot, put woman, close it, and send it.
Yeah.
Put yourself down if you're a woman. You're probably more qualified like Hamalama Ding Dong anyway.
Yeah. It's just as frustrating for me as a mother to see. I mean, like I said, I don't care who she votes for, but she has to. Thanks, Kimmy. I don't care who she... I want her to vote. Like, my big thing is, like, you have the right to vote, and it took a long time for women to be able to vote,
which
so you have to vote.
I don't get that either, but okay.
But,
and now women are going to vote just because...
Just because
vote
she's
for a woman?
Don't care.
So basically, I don't know, I could say something really sexist right now, but I'm not going to say it. All right, I think we have Michael online. Is that Michael, are you online?
Yeah. Hey, Larry, how you doing?
What's going on, man?
Hey, not much. Hey, I definitely want to hear what you were saying about the economy if Trump wins versus Kamala.
So let me ask you, before I answer my opinion, I'm going to ask you what you think is going to happen, because I'm curious to know what other people are thinking. So let's say Kamala wins. What do you think happens to the economy?
I think the economy tanks. It might not collapse, but it's going to tank. I think, because you don't know what the hell she's doing. She's just going to, everything's going to go up and up and up. Inflation's going to go up. Because that's what Democrats seem to do, is they add more money. They try to spend their way out of this. And I don't think that's going to work.
All right. And then what do you think that, obviously you believe the opposite with Trump, but why do you think Trump will make the economy go up?
Well, one, I think the first start is the excessive spending, I think, is going to come down. I think he's going to curtail that a little bit. And the other thing is the regulations are going to allow the companies to really, the economy to grow again like he did last time. All those useless regulations and stuff. I think the companies are going to be able to boom a little bit, and people are going to be able to spend money, and then everything's going to kind of work itself out.
So here's what I've noticed. I'm 60 years old, and here's what I've noticed throughout my life. No matter who got in, everything happens so slowly that sometimes the problem was given to the next president. So we all know that, that the economy is not what it was when Trump handed the economy to Biden. But most people don't know it, but they don't live it, right? We all know that credit card debt is up, and we all know that borrowing is up. So right now, the economy is moving forward. That's why the economy is moving the way it's moving. That's why things are so good right now in the eyes of most people. The problem is, all that's going to crash. I mean, I've got people calling me up. I had a conversation with a friend of mine this morning. He wanted to know if he should go bankrupt. I actually suggested he does. And he wasn't in this situation 4 years ago, but now he is, based on some things that happened. So he called me as a friend. He said, hey, listen, I know you know a lot about this and that. Should I go bankrupt? And my suggestion for him was yes. And I'm getting these kind of calls a lot. I'm getting also noticing that, things are slowing down, across the board with the economy. So now Trump gets Trump wins. So Trump wins. It doesn't stop the day that he takes office. The continuation of all the Biden blunders continue to go on. So the worst part is, guess who they're going to blame when the economy starts to go down based on this stuff that Biden did the last 3.5, 4 years now? They're all going to blame Trump. Now, the interesting part about Trump is Trump has nothing to lose because he can't run again.
Right, it's the last time.
The only thing he could do is set the stage up for Vance to become president, which I think Vance has done a great job setting the stage by himself. So I don't even think he needs Trump to set the stage for him. So it might be good. So Trump might come in and start doing some things that he needs to do, like, you know, like literally draining the swamp this time. The other thing that he will do is he'll get on the phone, he'll stop these two wars. That is probably the biggest takeaway that I believe that Trump can do is to stop these two wars. Now, with that said, what do you think happens to the stock? The stocks of the companies making weapons
drop.
They go down, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. So some stocks will go down, some stocks will go up. Like, who thought, and it's funny, when in retrospect, it's easy to think about it, but when Biden got in and started talking about EVs and EVs and EVs and how this is the only thing you can't sell a gas-powered car after 2035, because he's going to be dead and he won't even care that the economy's gone and that you need, we're not ready for that yet, even in 2035. But when he came in, didn't we expect all the oil companies to go bad and go broke? No, they had the greatest economy they've ever had
for oil companies. There is a drop right now in delivery of electric cars.
Of course.
There's a drop.
Electric cars are a complete waste.
I don't know if they're a complete waste. They are a car like every other car. And they try to make it a statement. I am green. Right. And I think that's the problem. If you use it as a car and it doesn't need to be a statement, that's a whole different thing. Don't make that's it right. as I have that's to right. be green, I have to ride that's electric.
Right. I mean, a Tesla, when you buy a Tesla for $140,000 a Model X, although now they make $100,000.
Yeah.
But when you buy a Model X, you're like, look at me, I'm going green. I'm going to save money. You're not saving money. You bought a car that, you know, you could have bought a Mercedes for $100,000 and you could have the same kind of lifestyle, maybe even better, because I think they're more comfortable than Mercedes. Much more comfortable than your Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
you have a listener.
The concept is, so certain stocks are going to go up, certain stocks are going to go down. That's what's going to happen when this comes around. Unfortunately, that's what's going to happen in the United States. Nothing major is going to happen either candidate. I mean, if Kamala Ding Dong gets in, probably the greatest thing that we're going to have for the next 4 years is a lot of comical things to say. That's it. I mean, just repeating what she says is funny, right? That's it, right? I mean, hold on. Let me see if I can find something here. I don't have them all.
I do want to say something to you, Michael, because we are hearing it here among students, and we are hearing it from people we talk on the phone. The biggest thing that will affect a change if Kamala will be elected is our fear. Don't think that tomorrow there will be crazy taxes and get rid of all your properties. Don't change anything that you do.
That's exactly right. As a personal, right. That's great advice.
As a person, as an investor, as anything. Keep your life the same way they are. We have people here that will tell you that they did a big mistake by selling their properties before Biden got elected, Biden got into office, because they knew that capital gain tax is going to be in the sky. It's not true.
It didn't even happen.
It didn't happen, and I don't think it will happen. Live your life, the way you live economically. Economically, live it the way it is.
As a matter of fact, I often tell people that, you know, I don't care about what the United States economy is doing. I care about my personal economy.
Correct.
And if you all concentrate on your personal economy, it doesn't matter what's going on out there.
Yeah.
The people who are concentrating on the United States economy are people who don't understand money. They don't understand how to use money. They don't understand how to invest money. They don't understand how to make money. So those are the people who are always going to be hurt, no matter who's in, whether it's Trump or whether it's a Kamala Ding Dong.
No,
so,
the thing with the tax right now, everybody are talking about one thing, about the taxes that we're going to be paid, the capital gain tax that we will be paid for properties that we still own.
No, okay, so...
And everybody are scared about it. I don't understand how they will even do that.
You're talking about taxing unrealized capital gains.
Thank you.
Okay, so this is the silliest thing I've ever heard, and it's impossible. By the way, you want to talk about perfect proof. Perfect proof. Michael, right? Tonight, when you go to bed tonight, what do you have to do tonight? Do you remember? Anybody remember what they have to do tonight?
Change your clocks.
They have to change their clocks, right?
Yeah.
So everybody out there listening, if there's any last Biden fan out there, okay, Biden did absolutely nothing his entire presidency, including one of the promises he made was, do you guys remember?
To get rid of the...
He was going to stop this daylight savings nonsense. You wouldn't have to set your clock back anymore. So tonight, if anybody out there is listening and you're still a Biden fan and still voting for Harris, just remember that the guy couldn't even make it so you can't set your clock back anymore.
Okay.
That's how hard is that one?
Why it's
That's
important.
An easy one.
Why it's important? Why do we need it?
Well, we don't need it. That's the whole point. The whole point is we don't need to set our clock back. All it does is ruin people's lives for a week, right? You guys, you ever notice that the first week you're totally discombobulated,
hard. Yeah.
right? The sun is now in your eyes. It wasn't in your eyes yesterday. Mm-hmm. And you're like totally discombobulated, right? So this is complete dumbness. I mean, I think it was Nixon or Reagan. I don't remember who put it back in, whatever. But it doesn't matter. It needs to be gotten rid of.
Yeah.
But this guy couldn't even get rid of that. That's how bad he was of a president. All he has to do is say, hey, listen, let's end it.
It's
Everybody
done.
In Congress would go, okay, fine. Here you go. You got to win finally, Biden. You can't win anything else, but you got to win on that one. So forget about the fact that they're going to do their unrealized capital gains. It's not going to happen.
I don't see how it will
happen. It can't happen. And, I mean, don't forget the Trump tax changes. They expire in 2025. I don't remember what month. But they expire in 2025, which means that if Trump doesn't get in, they're not going to be renewed. Because, you know, Kamala ding-dongs, you go, well, Trump did it, so we don't want to do it anymore. Because even if it was the greatest thing ever, Biden made that mistake, too. Well, he reversed a bunch of things.
Explain what you're talking about.
So there was a whole bunch of changes to the tax code that were temporary changes, which I never understand why they're temporary. But there were temporary changes to tax code. Off the top of my head, I don't remember what they were. But there's some of them were capital gains.
Mm-hmm.
So the actual capital gains, I believe it went down to 21%. I think it's going to go back to 25 or 29%. I'm not sure which. But that'll be big time problem for people who are making money. And, you know, it's the billionaires who have capital gains. You know, when you sell your investment property, because you have two investment properties, and, you know, and you sell your property and you have $100,000, and, you know, now have to pay $29,000 instead of $21,000, you're not a billionaire. That's not a big deal, right? That's the logic of the Democrats.
Okay.
The logic of the Democrats is they're really hurting the wrong people.
Hate the rich. I know.
Got Michael. He was interrupted. We got Michael.
Oh, sorry about that. No, but I'm just saying that the Democrats are going to renew some sort of tax cut. They have to. And that's rumors that's going on now. They are going
not.
To renew
They're
going to
increase taxes. They always increase taxes.
In,
and they're
in
going to increase
areas.
Taxes because they have to. You, all these loans and all this money that went out.
Point. You don't think they're going to do that?
Do what?
I'm saying you don't think they're going to read it. They're owned by the billionaires at this point. Of course they're.
No, they're going to increase. No, they're not. They're going to increase taxes. First of all, this is one of the things that I don't understand that people don't get. A billionaire like Elon Musk or a billionaire like Warren Buffett, because let's take both sides, they don't care. They seriously just don't care. Elon, you know how much money Elon makes? You know how much money Elon takes in a salary? I'm not Elon. Warren Buffett takes in a salary every year?
Like 120 or something.
Not more than that. It's probably about 250, 300,000.
It doesn't take a lot, though, I know.
So you're right. He pays taxes on 250, 300,000. Do you know how much capital gains tax he pays every year? Nothing.
Probably nothing, yeah.
You know why?
Because
he doesn't sell anything. And he's worth billions. Billions. So who cares what the tax code is? The tax code changes, and they say, we're going to tax billionaires. Good luck. I mean, how do you tax a billionaire? Billionaires, they...
How do you tax people that don't make money?
You can't even tax me, right? I mean, I'm certainly not a billionaire. I'm a multimillionaire.
Again.
But I'm not a billionaire, and I play the same rules that the billionaires play. That's why people come to investor schooling. They come
again,
to investor schooling
how will
to learn
you do
how
it?
To do that.
How will you do it? How will you tax people that don't make money?
Right, exactly.
You can't.
Right.
Right? And it will be the same problem, I think, with investments, with real estate investment. Because if they will do this capital gain, they will affect what? the assessment of the property.
Middle class, yeah.
The tax, the property tax, the school, everything will be up.
That's right.
Who will pay more rent?
Well, property taxes have gone. That's right. The tenants pay more
Who
rent.
Who will pay more
exactly.
rent? The tenants.
I know. No matter what these Democrats come in and try to do, they mess it up for the people that they say they're protecting.
Exactly.
And they're
All
not.
Right. So great. It's 10:30, exactly. And I think we need to take a break right now.
Michael, we appreciate your call, but Dr. Deb is angry because she doesn't like to talk about politics.
No, I'm done now. I'm done. So okay. Let's do the break.
We'll go take a
good show, guys.
Dr.
Thank you,
Deb is in charge now. Take care, Michael. Thanks for calling, man. Thanks and when are you going to come to Avesta Schooling?
What's that?
When are you going to come to Avesta Schooling?
We'll talk about that.
We'll talk about Larry, it. Yeah, we just talked care, about well, anything you wanted to talk about for the last 20 minutes. Let's talk about Avesta Schooling now. All right, man. We'll see
All
you
right,
soon.
Larry. Take care.
Take care. All right, Glenn. You know, since Dr. Deb says we need a break, take us out.
This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. Do you know when the best time to buy investment properties is? It's now. It's always now. You just need to learn how to buy them correctly. Go to investorschooling.com and sign up for a complimentary class this Thursday night and learn how to buy investment properties and make money every time. That's right. That's what we teach. We teach how to buy investment properties and make money every time. Go to investorschooling.com and RSVP right now. Take a class this Thursday night at 7 o'clock. That's investorschooling.com. This is Larry Steinhaus with Investor Schooling. Are you ready for retirement? Have you prepared everything you need? Well, in Investor Schooling, we will teach you ways to better prepare for your retirement using real estate and the stock market. But you need to learn how to do it right. And that's what we teach. At Investor Schooling, we sell nothing but education. Come to Investor Schooling and learn how to have a better retirement. Go to investorschooling.com and RSVP right now for this Thursday's class at 7 o'clock. Go to investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com. This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. Don't go through life ignorant about how to become a millionaire. Learn how to invest in real estate, the stock market, precious metals, and learn from an expert. At Investor Schooling, we teach these things and more. We only provide education, and we will teach you how to leverage real estate, how to leverage the stock market, and how to leverage precious metals to make more money than you've ever made before. Go to investorschooling.com and take a complimentary class this Thursday. We will see you there. Investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com.
This program is paid for by Investor Schooling.
All right. Welcome back to the Larry Steinhaus Show. I'm here with my co-host and my favorite co-host, Dr. Deb Anderson, and my other favorite co-host, Omri, the immigrant.
I was going to say, you got to be careful. He might get jealous if you just say I'm
I know,
the
he might get jealous. I know. But, you know, we know that people could call in, right? Can they call in, Omri?
I don't know. There is a number.
Is there a number?
I think so.
All right. Let's cue the music.
Go ahead, Glenn. Okay. See the music.
What is it?
I don't know. What is that? No.
I hear water.
There it goes. There
okay. Go. That's 855.
That's the jacuzzi.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I got to step out for a second.
Get out.
That's 855-939. Don't flash while I'm in the shower. That's 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. Let's end because I need to pee now.
Stop.
It's like, what is it with you?
You're funny. All right. So if you guys want to call in, please call in.
My goodness.
Okay. All right. So we're still in the last show before the election. Next week, we will know whether Israel will survive the next 4 years or whether it won't.
Mm-hmm.
But, and that's really the problem. The real problem is going to be Israel. It's going to be the biggest casualty of the wrong candidate.
I don't want to go down this road.
I know you don't.
I know.
I can tell.
You know, I don't. But I also think that Israel's stepping up and they're going to start taking care of business more and more.
They always do.
Yeah. So, I mean, even if they don't have the U.S. support,
they need U.S. support.
I do. I believe that. But I'm just saying that they're also, you know, a small country, but a really mighty one.
They're surrounded by enemies.
They're surrounded by enemies, but they've also been doing very well for the last.
Oh, absolutely. You know and once mean? Again. This yeah. right away, so here we go. All right. Anyway, so what do you want to talk about, Armour? You want to talk about money?
We can talk about money. We actually brought a subject yesterday in the office. It seems like the real estate market, the real estate market. What's going on with me today? The real estate market is waking up for some reason.
I know. It's the oddest thing. We've noticed this too. Like all of a sudden, it's like it went crazy again.
I know. We still see the price cuts.
Yeah.
But it seems like more and more people are back in the market to buy.
Yeah, I've noticed that too. It seems to be odd.
I don't know.
I mean, you got a lot of money for that house you flipped, you fix and flipped.
That
was great.
Uh-huh.
That was a great property.
We'll see in the end.
We can't talk about it till you close because, you know, that we don't want to jinx it.
Correct.
Right? So we'll talk about it next week. Actually, you probably should close this week, I think, or next week. Either this week or next week.
Immediately after I return from Florida.
Yeah, next week, this week or next week. That's fine. But I could close. If they want to close this week, I can close it for you. Don't worry about it.
It's no worries at all.
So that's a good one. That was a good one. Now I'm also seeing, too, I'm also seeing Ruskin, where the hurricane was, where we have our mobile home park. So some of those houses that I put those bids on, those low bids on, they're selling now. And that's odd, too.
It's not odd because people are desperate there. I think it's something else. People maybe lost their houses. I don't know what happened. And they need a solution, like, fast.
Maybe.
But I'm not sure what's going on in the rental market yet. It seems like that every time people are buying more, we see less interest in rentals. Do you agree
with me? Well, that's the way it usually is. Usually when people are buying houses, rent goes down. And when people aren't buying houses, rent goes up.
Correct.
We saw both in the last 4 years. Oh, look, it's the Biden economy, but we saw both. We saw both rents and housing increases.
Correct, yeah. So
this month, I have 4 empty units.
Yeah
so
me.
I have, so the one I just got the keys for, my one place in Philly, and it's okay. It definitely needs some work, but I still have that one in DuPont I'm trying to rent, and it's been like maybe 2 months or so that I'm still trying to rent that one out. So it's a little frustrating. So,
but that's an area with fewer population.
What?
No, I mean, there's people. I mean,
I get it, but not much, right?
It's just rehab. It's brand new rehab. It's, you know, yeah. It's nice inside.
Okay, so hold on. You guys are having a private conversation. There's at least 3 people listening online.
I'm saying,
on the air.
I'm saying,
so
yes,
I want to try to, you know, rein you back in to, like, remember that there are people listening.
Okay. Yeah.
So let's make the conversation relevant to the people who are listening. All right. So the first thing we have to do is talk about.
I have a property that I just rehabbed, and then I'm having a little bit of trouble getting it rented out.
Okay.
So it's a little frustrating for me because I need to pay back my lender. I mean, of course, I'm paying him back, but I need to get it rented so that I'm not paying for it. My renter's paying for it.
Sure, exactly. You know what I mean? So
and
this is a common thing. So when you have a rental property, you need to understand there's times it's going to be empty. There are times you need to rehab it. Well, I'm in the middle of rehab right now where I let a tenant go. I told the tenant to move out. And I'm almost sorry I did, because, you know, Army and I are working on this property. It's in Delaware, and this property, when they left, holy cow. Now, I have to tell you something. The tenant did nothing wrong. As a matter of fact, the tenant left the place spotless.
That's the place. That's how the place was.
But the place was so old.
Yeah.
And so, you know, because I bought it from a guy who, when I bought it from this guy, that tenant was in place, and I had a management company who I fired, and the management company, you know, I can't in all good conscience rent a place that looks like that.
I agree.
So if I was the management company and I saw the place look like that, the first thing I would do is I would reach out to the landlord and say, listen, this is what this place looks like. Maybe you should do something about it. I mean, I have never considered myself a slumlord. As a matter of fact, I consider myself an overachiever. I like to make the properties really, really nice. And that's what we're doing now. We're making it really, really nice. But I was just so disgusted by what this property looked like, that there were people living in it, that I'm kind of glad that they left. But at the same time, now, you know, I was getting $1,500 a month rent and I didn't have to do anything. Now I have to put $30,000 into the property to make it nice the way I like it, and then I might get $1,800 a month rent. So it's not like a major, you know, it's not like a major boost in rent to put the other $30,000 into it.
Agreed.
But I'm going to have it empty for 2 or 3 months while I renovate it.
Agreed. And again, this place wasn't in such bad shape. It was just, I think nobody touched it in the last 40 or 50 years.
It was just ancient and bad.
And the problem is that over the years, nobody did the repair properly.
Or the maintenance.
It was patch over patch over patch over patch.
Right.
And we see those patches right now with the electric, with the plumbing, with all kind of stuff.
Yeah.
In the property.
Yeah, so this is becoming a major rehab, which I really didn't want to do. But look, you got to do it. I mean, that's the way it is. You do it. You suck it up, and you say, "Listen, I'm going to make this place nice again." I mean, we're having trouble with the heat in that place, trying to put heaters in that place, because there was electric baseboard heaters in there, and they were old, they were rusty, they were terrible. and they're very inefficient. So, you know, you can maybe rent it out to somebody for $1,800, but they got to pay $500 a month in rent.
No, it's not. They are,
I mean, in electric bill.
They are much...
You have a visitor.
Yeah, I see. They are much, much better those years.
Go bring your visitor in here.
Only if she wants to.
Okay. Bring your visitor in here. Come on.
No, she's shy.
You don't want to bring... Okay, that's fine.
But they are better than what they used to. I think that in a small apartment, a baseboard heater is fine. In a big house, baseboard heater can be a problem.
Yeah, of course, right. And then Kimmy online, she's saying, Kamalama Ding Dong said she's going to build affordable housing. What does that mean? And what do you see for the real estate market if she wins? So the funny part is, look, there's no such thing as building affordable housing for the government. The government doesn't build housing. The government can subsidize housing, which is fine. They can basically say to a builder, listen, we'll give you $1 million or $10 million towards building houses that you're going to get paid less rent on, or you're going to sell for less people for less price, which is fine. You can do that, but it doesn't matter. All those programs are already in place. You know, Kamalama Ding Dong's not going to make any new programs. They're already in place. This is the thing that people don't understand is everything that most of the things that people wish for in the economy are already there, right? Lower health care. I wish my health care was lower. Well, you know what? I hate to say it, but Obamacare...
It can't be lower. We are paying a person that is earning under the average for a household is paying like $100 a month right now.
Right, that's
nothing. Ridiculous.
Right, that's on Obamacare. But the problem is most people are not educated on how Obamacare works or how to use the ACA. They don't know how to do it. So it's the same thing with affordable housing, right? So if you need affordable housing, there is affordable housing out there.
Yeah,
but you have to stop watching TV or stop looking at your phone and actually do some work to find it.
Of course.
I mean, I realize you're not motivated enough to go to work every day to actually get a job, but take your motivation a little bit and actually do some research or reach out to somebody who can help you with this, and you could get affordable housing. You could get affordable health care. In this country is phenomenal. It's greatest country on the planet for one reason. You won't die starving. You'll always have a roof over your head, you'll always have food, and you'll always have health care.
People believe that capitalism kills socialism. I want to tell you something. I come from Israel, who known to be a very social country. The United States provide more services to their citizen than Israel.
I'm sure.
It's insane.
I'm sure.
It's insane. Nobody in Israel will pay you rent free for the rest of your life.
Right.
Never. It will never happen.
You know what's funny? So we have that charity. We have the charity Left 27. We had a fundraiser the other day. And we did, so by the way, if you ever wanted to donate to left27.org, we always appreciate it. But it's interesting because the reason we formed this charity is there are so many places out there that you could get Section 8, right? And they'll pay your rent forever. You move in today and 10 years later, they're still paying your rent. But the average person, the person who has a problem, like they've been paying their rent on time, they're good citizens, they're productive citizens, but they just haven't saved any money. Or they haven't put away any money aside in case there's an emergency. And all of a sudden there's an emergency and they're living paycheck to paycheck. And their credit score is 720. It doesn't even matter, right? They're good, upstanding citizens. Everything's great with them, but something suddenly happens. Well, there are no government benefits for these people. So the people who are actually doing the job correctly, there's no government benefits for them. So there are places like churches you can go to and say, listen, I need 2 months rent because I need 2 months rent because, you know, I got into a car accident, I broke my leg, my wife got sick, whatever the situation might be. And there's no government programs for that. There's only like volunteer programs for that. And Left 27 is one of those programs. And that's one of the reasons that we created it is because people don't have the money to pay their rent if there's a certain problem. Now, we also make sure that they can continue to pay their rent going on. So, and that's fine. And that's what it should be. But it amazes me that there's no programs for the people who are really, who are doing it correctly or living life correctly or living financially correctly.
You are,
I don't know how you want to put it.
You are the responsible assistant program. You know why I think you're the responsible assistant program? You don't give money to people according to their need because everybody has a need.
Right.
You give it according to their situation.
Right.
If they have a work, something happened unexpectedly in their life. It's not that now you're going to help them for the rest of their life. It's not that they have too many kids, but they weren't thinking about that when they brought all those kids, and now they need to provide food for 8 or 10 kids. Right. You help those people, the responsible people, the honest people, and that's very different than what we see.
So, by the way, everybody out there, you're listening to the Larry Steinhouse Show. I'm here with Omri and Dr. Deb, and we're just talking about the economy. We're talking about the election. Obviously, we are the principals over at Investor Schooling. So if you guys want to take a class and learn more about how you can actually learn how to take advantage of government programs. I hate to say it, but it's the truth. Everybody, there's a government program for everybody
out
there.
Enjoy, not take advantage.
No.
Enjoy.
Okay, fine. I'll use your word, because my word sounds like it's slimy, but it's not.
How about utilize?
What?
Utilize?
Utilize. Okay.
I like that word better.
Utilize.
Sure. But we'll also teach you how to buy real estate with no money. We also teach you how to invest in the stock market. We teach you how to have a better living on everything that you're doing. And all we do is teach. We don't sell any products. All we sell is education. So in case you're listening and wondering what this show is about this morning, especially because we're not on our normal time, you know, this is what we do. And if you want to call in, the phone number is
855-939-1137. That's 855-939-1137. I repeat, 855-939-1137.
Man, I love it. I love it.
I'm just getting into the music.
Yeah.
I'm actually wondering if Facebook is muting that.
I don't know.
They might. Facebook and YouTube might be muting that.
What, the music?
Right. Yeah, because it's trademark.
Yeah.
Or copyright. Oh. Interesting. All right. That's fine. So maybe we can't do it. Well, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. The people don't call her into that.
Did they mute it?
During the show.
I don't know.
I won't know until I play it back. Yeah, but that's fine.
Yeah.
So actually, if you're online listening, if you hear the music, let me know. I'm curious to know if they're actually playing the music when we do that. Okay. Anyway, getting back to this. So we have a couple more things to talk about. We only have 10 minutes left of the show. I hate that.
Mm-hmm.
It's so boring when it's a one-hour show.
Correct.
Do you want to talk about our one caller who left us a message, and I'll send him a book?
Oh, I forgot the guy's name. What's the guy's first name?
I honestly don't remember off the top of my head.
So I got to tell you a funny story. So when we're away...
If he's listening, maybe he will call.
He will. No, he probably won't.
Okay.
He was angry.
He was frustrated, yeah.
He was angry. Very funny, actually. So wait. So let me give you the story. So Clint says 70s porn music. Yes, it is. So that means he is hearing it. Okay. So it's interesting. What happens is when we're all away, like last week I was away, Debbie was away, and I would never trust Omri to do the show alone. So we have to do a repeat. So last week we did a repeat of Debbie's birthday, which was interesting because they just picked up a random one, and you know, and what happens is I get the phone calls. So they roll over to my cell phone, and sometimes I answer them, sometimes I'm busy, and I can't. I got to listen to voice messages. So we got a voice message from this guy called three times. I only sent you one of the messages. He called three times. He was so mad. He wanted to wish Dr. Deb a happy birthday so badly, because if he did, he got a free book, right?
Okay.
So he's leaving first message like, I don't understand. I want to get my free book. I want to wish Dr. Deb a happy birthday. And he just calls again. Then he got the third one, and I started listening to this message, and I laughed so hard, I actually forwarded the whole message to Deb.
That's when I got it. Okay.
And the guy actually left his address, too, which was interesting, right?
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? Send this guy a book, because it was just so funny. Anyway, let's get, we got Ray and Bluebell. What's going on, man?
Hi, artist. This is Ray. I have a house that we've been working on, and we want to flip it, but we're having trouble with getting a real estate person.
When you say a real estate person, you mean a real estate agent?
Yeah, it's a unique property, and the people who we've been talking to, they don't seem like they're like that interested in it, or they're not sure how to price the property. And we're just looking to sell because we've put a lot of work into it.
Actually, I have a broker's license. I'd be more than happy to take that listing for you and sell it for you. We actually have a brokerage called the Investor Brokerage, and we deal with just investors, you know, people like yourself who are fixing and flipping properties, and we know how to do it properly.
Tell us about it.
Okay.
What's so unique about it?
It's a property in Bluebell. It's like a ranch house. It has a separate little office, and it has a 2.5-car garage.
Great.
It's got a half acre. And it's a nice property. It's been in the family for a while, so we did fix it up, and now we're looking to move on.
Awesome.
So what's
and
so unique?
I've listened to the show before, and I know that you guys, you know, talk to different people and you know how to go about doing things. And I'd be curious if you'd be interested in just
figuring something out for us.
I'll help you move it. As a matter of fact, the number you just called, 855, what's the number?
Yes.
That's 855-939-1137.
If you call that number back after the show, it'll actually go to my cell phone. So you can actually call me there, and we can arrange that I come see it and list it for you. I'd be more than happy to list it for you. I mean, I find it odd. I mean, real estate agents, they're desperate for every listing. I can't believe that.
No, that's why I ask, what's so unique? What's the story there? Because he stated that it's very unique.
It's probably...
Just like I said, it's like a ranch house, like an old-style ranch, like it's a Craftsman ranch house. It has a garage that was turned into an office. And there's no bathroom or anything in the office. And then there's down at the end of the property, there's a two-car garage with a two-and-a-half-car garage. So that's what makes it. Yeah, I mean, it's not like your typical Bluebell home. It's more leaning towards a commercial-like aspect of it.
Is it zone commercial or zone residential?
It's been in the family, and it's always had an office or like a contracting company there.
Is this your family?
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah. So we need to talk about a bunch of things because you're going to have a capital gains problem. So, yeah, we will definitely talk. So you'll call me. I don't want to get into the whole thing right now because it's complicated,
sure.
And I have to get into more about your finances. But, yeah, you actually called the right show not even knowing it. Because when I start talking to you about what's going to happen with that property, you're going to have a big-time capital gains problem.
Okay. Well, cool. There's other stuff that I need to tell you, too. Not bad, but and I had listened to the show, in previous years, and I just figured I was listening to it in the garage now, and I think, well, let me just give you a call. I didn't think I'd get right on right away, but that was great.
Hey, we heard you were going to call. Listen, you and the eight other people who listen to the show compete for the same phone
number. Spot. Yeah,
I'm sure there's more than eight people listen to this show.
I know. I think my mom's listening today, so I might be nine.
Oh boy. Well, I enjoy it. I try to catch it every Saturday when you're on later.
Awesome,
when I'm working or driving around or something. So, but
and how come you haven't come to investor schooling?
How come I haven't?
Yeah.
Because I'm too old.
You're too old?
What?
Wait a minute. Hold
I've
on.
Never heard this excuse.
Wait a minute. How old are you?
67.
How old?
67.
57 or 67?
67.
So you're 67? That's old?
Yeah,
first of all, you have no idea how young that is. And we have students who come to our school. We have 82-year-old, I think, is the record so far of the people who, somebody who enrolled.
Wow.
And we make them jump from airplanes.
Is he 77?
I have no idea.
Harold's 77. One of our students, he's 77. We actually motivated him because he said one of the things he always wanted to do, we had a whole class on motivation, one of the things he always wanted to do was jump out of a perfectly good airplane. At 77 years old, he jumped out of an airplane.
He did it.
Good for him.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
So,
he did it.
Yes, you are not old at all. Get your butt into investor schooling.
He was showing showing the video out on the at the event on Wednesday. He was showing people the video.
He's very
it's pretty cool. Yeah,
he was so excited.
I mean, there's so many things you need to know about money, especially if you're 67 going into the next 20 years.
Yeah,
that you need to do it right, especially like leaving money for people. How to leave money for people the right way? Because most people go to their attorney, they get a will, and the will is a nightmare. Wills are nightmares if they're not done right.
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that. You've talked about that in the past, too. So, sure. Okay.
All right,
Very
cool.
Good.
All right, wait, hold on. You know what? I'm going to leave you on for a second, only because I know who's calling me. Hey, Sterling, is this Sterling from California?
Is the garbage man Sterling from California?
Hey, Sterling.
Sterling's
how are
a really
you?
Good friend. Sterling's a really good friend, and he does a lot of cool things with cost segregation and how to keep taxes down. So that's where we're really good friends. So we are so popular that we have somebody calling in from California. But the biggest problem we have, Sterling, is we literally have 2 minutes left of the show. So I don't know how much you could tell. You could tell Ray, but why don't you try to start?
Well, I didn't hear all the way Ray's questions, but I heard I was good dial in anyway. Ray has a capital gain event coming up.
So he's selling a property. I need to talk to him. I don't know all the numbers, Sterling. So maybe I can't give you all the information at the moment, especially.
Okay, I'll just say this, Ray. You should definitely talk to Larry. Friends don't let friends pay capital gains. Most taxes are voluntary, and most people don't know that.
That's true.
There are lots of ways to legally reduce, defer, or eliminate, and you should always seek out people that can help you reduce these things, because you don't necessarily have to send the government a big check if you don't want to. There's lots of ways to create depreciation, deferral, and other businesses that effectively allow you to reduce those
investments. Yeah, so that's what I'm going to do. So I'm actually going to talk to him about his property, see how long he's owned it, and see what problems he has. But I always appreciate you listening to you. I appreciate you as a friend, Sterling. But actually, I got to let you guys both go, because we got about a minute and a half left. Thanks, guys. And thanks, Sterling. I appreciate you calling. I appreciate you listening from California, man.
That's pretty good. Yeah, well, I'm long.
Yeah, I try when I get up early enough.
Sending prayers to your mom, Sterling. Yeah. Hopefully she's doing well. You're sending prayers for her.
Thank you. We're doing a big celebration of life today, and hopefully she gets to participate.
All right. Well, sending love and sending hugs, then.
All right. Thanks. All right, man. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Ray, for calling. Thanks, Joy. I appreciate you guys. All right. We got about a minute or so left.
Mm-hmm.
What are you texting people over there?
No, I'm not. I'm not texting, actually, people.
Okay. So you're going to visit our mobile home park tomorrow.
I am today, actually, right? Yeah, in a few hours, I'm going to be on the plane.
We got a couple of issues over there. Most of the issues are...
We're still recovering from the hurricane.
Yeah, exactly.
Most of the thing will be okay. And we were very lucky because our tenants were patient.
Yes.
And nice.
I tell you, that was the best part, was the tenants... None of them complained. Well, one did. But they left, is basically what they did. They said they left, and they said they're not coming back. And now they're trying to... They were a Section 8 tenant, and they're trying to say, well, basically, we found another place to live. We don't want to live there anymore.
The main problem...
It doesn't work that way, but we'll probably live
it. I will tell you in 5 seconds. The main problem we are experiencing right now in Florida is that many people try to take advantage.
Yes.
And
they're
that's
taking
the
advantage
problem.
Of FEMA.
They try to take advantage of everything.
Yeah.
Because of the hurricane, and we are suffering. But it is what it is.
All right. I want to thank, of course, Glenn being our awesome producer. He's the greatest producer ever. He's Sweet Glenn, right?
Sweet Glenn, right? I love Glenn.
I want to thank you all for listening once again. And don't forget to vote. You got to vote. You got to save Israel. Forget about this country. This country will survive. Well, it'll survive one way or another. But you got to save Israel. You got to go vote for Trump. And look, come to Investor Schooling. I'm going to teach you more about making money. I'm going to teach you more about... See, I told you the 20 seconds wasn't going to work. Goodbye, everybody.
This program is paid for by Investor Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investor Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.